Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
I have many fears, probably more than most people, I'm afraid. Do I have more than most? I do, don't I? I hope my kids don't inherit this flaw. Oh my God, they will, won't they? Hey, my anxiety is justified. Research shows children really do inherit phobias from their mothers. I read about a study in which scientists trained female rats to be afraid of peppermint. When the rats became mothers, they were exposed to peppermint in the presence of their babies. Even though the baby rats had never been conditioned to be afraid of peppermint, they exhibited the fear too, and that terror carried throughout their lives, even after they'd been weaned and removed from their mothers. So see, I could, even as I speak, be weaving an elaborate legacy of maternal fears and ruining my kids' lives in the process. Speaking of phobias, don't you all find the names for fears fascinating? I love to look at lists of phobias, if only to find just one or two that I don't have. My favorite phobia is hippopotamonstrosesquipedalophobia, the fear of long words. I do not have this fear. In fact, I am very much a sesquipedalian and proud of it. Phobophobia is another favorite, although I can't say I do not suffer from it. In fact, my chest is tightening and my palms are sweating at the thought that I may be developing more fears at this very moment. Oh my God, what if I develop pedophobia and I can't even be around my own kids? Wait, I think I already have that, viscerally. Well, what if I develop gerontophobia, a fear of old people, and I can't even be around my husband? My teen daughter inherited my emetophobia. From toddlerhood, Millicent has been abjectly afraid of vomit. This didn't work out too well when her baby brother turned out to be the pukingest kid that any of us had ever been around. Perhaps I could have calmed her fears early on had I steadily tended to her and discussed the science behind vomiting after her brother hurled the contents of his stomach all the way down two flights of steps. But it's hard to do that when a person is pushing people out of the way to escape the stairwell faster than the other family members. I'll have you know that as she got older and it became apparent that Millicent shared my emetophobia, I would take the time to grab her roughly on my headlong rush out of the room. Once her fear had profoundly taken hold, it made the perfect excuse for me to get out of there quick. Scientists point out that fear has a rational and evolutionary explanation. Phobias can be a positive thing, and I keep this in mind as I parent my children. Millie still exhibits emetophobia. Not too long ago, after going to a movie where we gorged on theater snacks and sugary drinks, my son and daughter wanted to ride back to our hometown with their dad. At first, I was reluctant because I cherish my weekend time with Millie and Dashiell, but as their father and I have done now for over a decade, we worked it out without a scuffle and they hopped in with him while Joel, Clementine, and I headed to do a little shopping before we left for home. It wasn't long before Millie called. She explained in a hysterical voice that her brother had vomited theater snacks all over her dad's car, and she needed me to come and get her. Like, immediately, right now, Mom, I am not getting in that car, like, ever. You need to be here, like, right now. Like, please, Mom, you have to save me.
Whatever.
Millie was only doing the natural thing by reaching out for maternal protection at a stressful time. This incident is also a prime example of how co-parents who keep the kids' best interests at heart will be rewarded. If I had given in to that selfish instinct to make the kids ride with me, all that puke would have ended up in my car. Not sure what the underlying message is for their dad, but hey, why overanalyze? Next week, tune in to Little Spouse at this same time to hear whether my other kids inherited my multiple anxieties.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Wirtz, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.